From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Once again, it's debate night for the 2016 Republican presidential field, the fifth one so far. The event, hosted by CNN, takes place in Las Vegas. And once again, the evening features an earlier debate for candidates who poll lower. That's getting underway at this hour. And a primetime debate for nine candidates. NPR's Don Gagne has more.
It's the first debate since the Paris attacks and since San Bernardino. The killings there have been labeled terrorism by U.S. officials. Donald Trump has had the strongest rhetoric out on the campaign trail since these events. What we'll see is how much he's challenged in the debate and how much of that comes from Ted Cruz, who's been gaining on Trump nationally and actually leads him now in Iowa.
NPR's Don Gagne reporting. Schools in New York City remained open today as police investigate an email threat sent to the school system. Public schools in Los Angeles, though, were closed because of a similar threat. But as NPR's Joel Rose reports, police in New York are treating that email as a hoax.
Officials in New York say a number of cities received similar threats by email.
We do not see that as a credible terrorist threat, and we are investigating it as a hoax.
New York Police Commissioner William Bratton noted that whoever sent the email might be a fan of the Showtime drama Homeland, since the threat seemed to parallel one of the show's plot lines. And he criticized the decision to close all public schools in Los Angeles.
I think it was a significant overreaction.
A law enforcement official says the email's sender also claimed to have attended a school in L.A. where he or she had been bullied. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
And L.A. Police Chief Charlie Beck says that threat was specific to all of the campuses of the Los Angeles Unified School District. He says the city takes threats against schools seriously in light of the recent attack in San Bernardino. A foot of snow has fallen on parts of Wyoming and Montana, closing schools and roads. Ice-covered roads have led to dozens of crashes in Montana. And for Billings, Montana, it's the first school snow day in more than 25 years. And in Denver, the biggest winter storm to hit the area so far this season has made travel a mess, delaying flights. Lawrence Carrillo, who works on a snow removal crew, says he's a little surprised at how much snow they're getting.
The last snowstorm we had was like 1 to 2, 3 inches out here. But this is the biggest one so far.
Some areas could get up to 10 inches today before the storm moves into Nebraska and South Dakota. Wall Street was higher by the closing bell today, the Dow gaining 156 points to end at 17,524. That's up 0.9%. The Nasdaq gained 43 points to end the day at 4,995. That's up 0.8%. And the S&P 500 also closing higher, gaining 21 points to end at 2043. That's up more than 1%. This is NPR News. Political transition in Syria will be the topic of debate when Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart meet with a group of foreign ministers at the United Nations Friday. The two diplomats made the comment after coming out of a meeting at the Kremlin today with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That was designed to try to close the gaps between the American and Russian approaches to the Syrian crisis. Police in Birmingham, Alabama, are investigating a fight that broke out during a city council meeting today. It's not entirely clear what that fight was about. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the mayor and a city councilman ended up in the hospital for treatment.
Political discourse erupted in fisticuffs between Birmingham Mayor William Bell and Councilmember Marcus Lundy, and now each is accusing the other of assault. Birmingham Police Chief A.C. Roper says it's not clear who might be charged until an investigation is complete. He added, violence is never the answer, regardless of the location. Witnesses report Mayor Bell and Councilman Lundy had stepped into a back room alone to discuss a consultant during the city council meeting when shouting was heard. The altercation is the latest escalation of a contentious relationship between the mayor and the Birmingham City Council. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
More kids are graduating from high school. The Department of Education says the rate for the 2013-2014 school year reached 82%. That's a new high. But still, those numbers show one-fifth of students leave school without a diploma. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.